This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey's defense ministry says at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian border town of Tal Abyad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG, the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State group. Ankara seized control of Tal Abyad last month after the Turkish military and its allied Syrian militia launched a military incursion into northeastern Syria following U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the region. Hong Kong riot police continued to be out in force Saturday evening as protesters set barricades on fire following a day of mass protest across the city. Thousands of black-clad, masked protesters defied a police ban and streamed into Hong Kong's central shopping district for another rally demanding a meaningful autonomy after Beijing had indicated it could tighten its grip on the territory. Scores of protesters occupied streets at the upscale Causeway Bay shopping area Saturday, chanting pro-democracy slogans. Another big crowd converged at the nearby Victoria Park. Riot police conducted searches and issued warnings that the rally was illegal and protesters were violating a government ban on masks. The protests began in June over a now-shelved law that would allow extraditions to mainland China. They have since